August 18th, 2016, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. A conversion of heart can only take place when there is a cooperation between free will and grace. The heart of the world is held stubborn, for it has become too self-reliant and tries to find solutions to problems without heavenly intervention. Therefore, before change in the conscience of the world can occur, events must unfold that bring the heart of the world to the realization that it needs my help. These events have already been set in motion, but because of complacency and rationalization, they go undetected. While the world concerns itself with global warming, a far greater crisis is taking place. It is the coldness of hearts to the truth. Every effort is made by mainstream media and leaders, both secular and religious, to reinvent the truth of moral conduct. Corruption has taken the driver's seat. Those who try to identify corruption are discounted. Sin is touted as a legal right. Those who oppose such actions do not find their voices made heard. All of this moral degeneration and compromise of truth takes its toll on my most mournful heart. Fast approaching is the hour of recompense. In the natural world, you witness one disaster after another, yet these are trivial signs of my justice. If mankind cannot sort out good from evil soon, he will have it manifest before him in events, corrupt leadership, and greater persecution of good. Pray that evil influences begin to decrease. Pray that evil is no longer supported as acceptable in governments and as a way of life by mainstream media. Pray that evil is recognized. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let everyone turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows? God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we may perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.